Some conversations aren't meant for everyone. They happen between people who simply understand. Welcome to Ellis Adventures, hosted by Janet Valentine and Roger Johnson, exploring connection, curiosity, and the lifestyle that, if you know, you know. Featuring voices like Steve the Professor and Barb Triple E. Ellis Adventures. Play outside the lines.
I'm excited officially. Welcome to Ellis Adventures. This is the first episode of our newly branded podcast, formerly known as Beyond Monogamy Podcast, but now we are Ellis Adventures. We've made the change because it is a way for us to be on the down low a little bit easier, and so for folks to listen to it a little bit easier. And today I'm joined by my three other pals. I'll let you introduce yourself.
I'm Roger Johnson.
I'm Barbie Triple E.
And I'm Steve the Professor.
So if you just found this podcast for the first time, welcome, welcome. If you are one of the Beyond Monogamy people that have come over the flies on the wall, great, land on this wall. It's the same wall, it's just been painted. Okay, it's been rebranded. We're going to change the way the logo looks so it's not so obvious to be so suggestive. We're going to make it a little easier for you to listen to it on the down low if you want to. Again, so for those of you who are just finding us for the first time, this I'll let Steve explain or one of you guys explain. What is the significance of calling it Ellis Adventures?
We, Ellis is short for lifestyle. And when Elle and I started collecting phone numbers and contact information, we wanted to put it into our phone contacts, but we weren't sure how to do it. Well, I came up with the word Ellis, E-L-L-I-S. And that way, if someone looked at my phone, well, who's Ellis? Well, that's a company I consult with.
And the company I consult with. That's great. Well,
so that's how that came about.
That one's good. There's a swinging lifestyle party that's regular. They shut down for COVID and then they open back up. And they call themselves Friends of Ellis. Okay. In my phone, my special friends that I want to make sure that I know they're my special friends, I just put the initials FOE. So the Friends of Ellis.
Okay. Yeah.
Smart.
Right. So all of us are either currently in the lifestyle. Some of us are semi-retired. And then Barbie says she's retired. You know, whether or not we're ever going to pull her back out, who knows?
You know,
I think it's a special fantasy of Roger to bring Barbie back in.
Man.
I'd like to think I could.
Well, that's the whole reason I had to step away is because I couldn't say no. If I go, I'm not going to say no. I'm going to play and I'm going to play hard.
Right.
But I'm going to regret it the next day.
When you say you're going to regret it, let's get into the conversation. What is regret it the next day? Is it because your body's sore or your pussy is sore?
No, it's the body. It's all the abuse from my childhood and teen years. That, you know, I did horse stuff. I was a barrel racer.
never knew that. That explains it all.
I was a horse girl now. So until I found something else to ride. That was always the truth. Seriously, I was horse crazy until I went boy crazy. And then I went just as boy crazy as I was horse crazy.
So that's a good question then too. So when did you go boy crazy? When did you lose your virginity?
15. Yeah.
Okay.
15 in the back of a car at a track meet.
before or after?
I bet he was the fastest one to come, wasn't he?
Oh, it was. I didn't even know what happened. I just knew it hurt a little bit, and then we were done. So, like, whoa. And I just remember thinking, I'm going to get pregnant. I'm going to get pregnant. I'm going to get pregnant. Because I went to Planned Parenthood. Thank goodness. At that time, Planned Parenthood was almost on every corner because they really, really wanted to get the word out that if you needed birth control, here we are for you. And your parents don't have to know. And it's free of charge. We will give, you get a female exam. We'll provide the medication and your parents don't have to know.
Right.
And you know, those were the good old days.
They were.
Sheesh.
They were.
So, I mean, thank goodness they were available. Thank goodness. My life would have been completely different had I not had access to birth control.
Okay.
Because I was going to play. I was a horny, horny girl now. Like I said, I started riding something else other than horses, and I liked it. Yeehaw!
Wow. And so that's yours. What about Roger, Steve? You want to tell us your virginity story? You don't have to answer that question if you don't want to.
No, it's fine. I was 17 years old. I was a junior in high school. And I'd been chasing this girl our entire sophomore year, and she was playing hard to get and everything. And we finally started dating, and we dated for several months. And finally, she said, I don't want to get drunk. I'm going, okay, fine, whatever. So we go out and drink. Well, tell you the follow-up story. So it ended up, she wanted to get something to drink. We ended up drinking. Next, you know, there we are in my pickup. And she just says, let's go. I said, oh, okay. So that was it in my pickups at the Boy Scout cabin.
Oh, that's even better.
Yeah. They had a little driveway on the side to where they had the trailer for all the camping gear and everything else. So we pulled right in there and no one could see you. So it was off to the side where nobody could see us. And so we just went at it right there. And now I learned why she didn't like to go drinking.
Oh,
I ran across her in college. I had gone down to see some friends. We're going to have a party, and he was working till like 10 or 11 o'clock. So I went down to one of the bars, and as I'm walking in, she's walking out, and she's been drinking already. She says, what are you doing? I said, oh, I'm just here. She goes, do you want to go do something to go play, or not go play, but go have a drink or whatever? I said, no. I said, I'm waiting on my buddy and his girlfriend. They're going to be here in about an hour. She goes, okay. The next week, I'm having lunch with her best friend in the Commons. She goes, did you hear about so-and-so? I said, no, what happened? She got kicked out of the sorority house. I said, what for? She took seven guys back to her room that night. And I said, oh, my God. I'm sorry, what?
Our kind of people.
Yeah.
Definitely.
So it's like, okay, wow. So she's taken back. They pulled a train on her. She gets caught by the sorority sisters with all these guys, and they're fucking her brains out and everything. So I said, oh, my God, lucky girl. So
that's what you get for not sharing. Oh.
Yeah. And that's what I just sort of, I said, well, maybe I should have gone, got a piece of that again, but I didn't. Well, come to find out, then we had a class reunion. Her husband says, yeah, I can't let her go out by herself and drink. So I said, well, why not? I said, well, because she gets a little crazy. I said, oh, my God. I said, she's so slut at heart. I love it.
She has to be in the lifestyle somewhere. You can't bridle that. You cannot. It's toothpaste out of the toothpaste out of the tube.
Well, that's not it. Crazy?
But don't you think that really is why people have affairs? I mean, they don't. Yeah. Sometimes. They're not in the lifestyle.
Exactly.
They're not necessarily looking for a relationship. They just want to fuck, you know. Let's just get some strange. Get some strange.
Well, that's my story, and I'm sticking to it. Okay, because that's how I got into the lifestyle. Is that I had been married for a long time. I had had a lot of children. I could get pregnant with somebody using a condom. I was so fertile. Okay, so it was, for a while, it was anal sex only. So I had to get really good at anal sex and figure out how to do it and make myself happy. And so I did that for a while. And then when my first relationship started to get really bad, and my first husband started saying some mean things to me and was kind of mentally abusive, I went out and met somebody on a business trip deliberately and cheated. And then I loved it so much that I came back and started looking up guys on Craigslist. Yes, it was a little psychotic and crazy. Yes, I could have come into serial killer stuff. And I probably did at one point. I can tell you that story later. But, you know,
I think you did. Yeah,
Yeah. So, but I cheated on him. And then I remember the one guy that I was cheating with on a regular basis just got too boring and into too much relationship shit. And so I broke up with him. And then, like, the next day, I got confronted by my husband at the time, who said, I know that you're cheating and this is a terrible thing. And he said, do you want a divorce? And I looked at him and said, no, I just want sex. Okay. I just want stranger sex. I just want better sex. And he was like, okay, well then let's do it together. So that's how I got into the lifestyle. We started meeting single guys off of Craigslist, and that was kind of fun. And then we met a couple, and the couple met us at a hotel, and that's when they said to us, why the hell are you on Craigslist? And you're crazy. And so we said, I don't know where else to go. And that's when they told us, go to these profiles. Now, C4P.com does not exist anymore. Don't go there.
Why the fuck were they on Craigslist?
That's what I said to them, especially because Barbie knows this couple. Okay. I said it back to them. All right. I said it back to them. You think, we met you on Craigslist, you know, you're hoity-toity. But they were trying to be nice. They were trying to be the mentors. And I really do appreciate that they said this. Hey, there's a better place to meet couples.
Yeah. Okay.
So they said there's a better place to meet couples. So we did C4P and then we did SLS. And I think SLS is still out there. I don't know. Maybe Steve, you'll let me know. SLS. Yes. And then there's Swing Lifestyle is now out there.com. And there's SDC. That one's more international. SDC for all you flies on the wall who have just come in and don't know how to do this. If you do want to go and figure out and see what kind of couples are out there, there are matching websites that you can go, you make a profile, you keep yourself anonymous or whatever, they reach out to you and you meet up for dates, and that we started in that way. And one of our first dates was Barbie and her husband.
It was because, and we met you and you guys were so normal. We're like, oh my god, there's normal people, you know. People like us, normal.
Right, but you had been doing it for a while, so
yeah,
I know. And that's another thing I wanted to mention to the new listeners and even the old listeners. I will say something or mention something, and it's something that we covered on our old podcast, the Beyond Monogamy podcast. So that what we'll do every once in a while is we'll pull some of the best ofs out of the mothballs, and we will post it up here on the Ellis Adventures. And that way you can listen to some of our very first podcasts where we told these stories, because, you know, I can tell the story again and I can shorten it, but nothing's funnier than the first time that listening to all these guys hear some of the other person's stories.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. When we talked about what was your wildest experience, you know, you can't make that shit up. I mean, I do believe that's one of our titles. So, yeah, you just can't. You just can't. You wouldn't even think to make it up. So you should listen to them because they're spectacular.
So we got Steve. Roger, do you want to tell your virginity story or not? Do you not want your wife to hear?
Oh, I don't know if I want anyone to hear. I mean, I've been sitting here thinking about, it's not, the story may be out there. I don't even know. We were 13, crazy about each other, had a bunch of classes together, and then he moved away.
I absolutely love you, Roger.
I'm just kidding.
Not that there's anything wrong with that.
Because both of us got really tingly just hearing him say that. You know, we did.
Yeah.
It happened when I was 14. It should have happened when I was 13. I was dating this girl forever and messing around. I get over there, mess around, and for some reason it just kind of fizzled out, broke up, and I fucked her friend that lived two blocks away instead. That's what really happened.
I'll show you my dick.
This summer, things are getting a little more tropical. Introducing the new and improved Dick Dippers, now available in bold new island flavors like Pineapple Punch Mango Madness, Coconut Splash, and the one everyone's talking about, Spicy Guava Heat.
I wasn't ready, but wow. Way smoother than I expected. I'm bringing these to every party.
They're cooler, juicier, and dipped in flavor like never before. So go ahead, take the plunge. Dick Dippers, now with a taste of the tropics.
Dick Dippers are for novelty enjoyment only. Side effects may include laughter, raised eyebrows, and awkward eye contact.
Dick Dippers, get dipped, stay tropical.
I will tell a story about my virginity, something similar to that I have never told anyone before, because the official story is that I lost it when I was 18. And I said to my boyfriend that I had been dating for that whole senior year of high school, that we were going to go and fuck, and that it was going to happen. I was not on the pill, but I had timed it and was pretty sure when I wasn't going to be fertile. Yeah, I'm a stupid fool. I know. Yes, people, I'm a stupid fool. I told him, and that was in my head. We went to the no-tell motel where you could, and Barbie knows which one this is because we've talked about it before. It's famous.
You pay by the hour.
You pay by the couple of hours. You get a couple of hours.
Hour minimum.
You park your car in the garage. Okay. It had these little units that you park your car in the garage. You go into this one bedroom thing and you play around and fucking. I fucked and then I went into the shower and he was really mad at me for getting in the shower saying you didn't like it. And I was kind of like, no. You know, what are you supposed to say to the guy that comes in 2 minutes? Are you supposed to act like it was wonderful for me? Okay. No, when it's your first time and you come, it's just not. I'm sorry. Everybody tells the story about it or whatever. That was my official time where there was actual liquid that can come out. But I was 14 and dating on again, off again, on again, off again. This guy's best friend. Let's go back to this guy's best friend. And we were in his basement and I officially broke my hymen. Because I would blow him all the time. you know, do, but so it's what is sex is, what is virginity,
yeah,
right?
Yeah,
so
exactly.
I was so afraid. So I was blowing them. I started giving blowjobs at 13, 14. Yes, I did. Okay. So, and I decided to slide on it because it was hard and who's not going to try it. And he did not come. He held it in until I jumped off of it. But I did break my hymen at that point. I never told anybody because he was this guy's best friend.
And oh,
so I would never tell it because I didn't want to say, well, I'm not really a virgin because I fucked this guy a long time ago.
Yeah.
You know, so but yes.
He didn't come and you didn't come. Is that sex?
He did come after I jumped off. After I jumped off, I took my hand and made him come and boom, you know, but there was no liquid inside of me. So when the second time that happened, which I acted like it was the first time because I was a pretty good actress and I acted like it's the first time, I had all that jizz up inside of me. And at that time, you know, you're kind of like, this is just sticky. And so yeah. I went in and took a shower because I had to go to work in an hour. Okay. And I was not going to work without getting in the shower. And he got all mad at me for getting in the shower. What am I supposed to do? Sit around and let the cum just ooze out while I'm working? Think so.
You're like the female Ric Flair of the lifestyle. I mean you might as well have this grand, it was always you hosting the parties, but you should have this grand entrance and a big feather boa robe and just after the music, like, fellas, none of you can be first, but all of you can be next.
That's right.
Or ladies and gentlemen, I don't know.
That's right. It just, you know, you spend, you know, I got into the lifestyle, you know, I guess about 20 years ago, but, you know, you've been having sex and having children with the same person, you know, for years after years after years after years. Folks, it's just like eating chicken and rice. I like chicken and rice, but I don't like chicken and rice every night. Okay. And so it was like when we got into the lifestyle and we started doing this, and yeah, you would have the one-offs and that was great. And when I went to the first party, I just completely lost myself. Fucking have a bunch of people in the room. Going back to the hotel rooms, it was at a ballroom. And so you're at this ballroom and you're dancing and you're grabbing some guy, going back and fucking him 15 minutes later. That was great. Jumping back in, washing yourself off, jumping back in, going out there and doing it again and again and again. That was a wonderful party. I had Sore Pussy Sunday. It was a wonderful, wonderful thing. I think Barbie was there at that party.
I think so too.
And I just had a blast. And it was very difficult on my husband at the time because he did not. He was in it trying to hold on to me and he couldn't. Because it, I was the Ric Flair, okay? Or I was the belle of the ball for a minute and I was running around fucking whatever I felt like fucking. It was taking something that had been caged up and letting it go. And then I totally lost myself. And then I remember driving back from the party because the party was a couple of hours away because where we live, there was a whole bunch of these students running around that could, you know, tell on you and some other stuff. So you could never play in your hometown because you'd get caught. So you had to drive to another town. We were driving back and all he did, my husband did at the time, was berate me and just be like, you know, you didn't think of me at all. I didn't think of him at all, you guys. I didn't.
Shock. Shock. Shock.
What do you want me to say? I mean, even if you love the person, if you've been let go and you get to dance and go, I was the bee going from flower to flower. That was me, definitely.
And have a good time. Have a good time. Yes.
Nothing wrong with that.
Well, so this is a good topic. Anybody have anything else you wanted to talk about?
Well, I can. You know me.
Okay, tell me. Let's go
well,
on.
I have several different things, and I just want to ask. First of all, we have a busy schedule coming up.
Oh, good.
Tuesday. Yep. Elle had one of her buddies over, Mr. Goody. And okay. So she had sore pussy Wednesday because after they were done, her and she wanted to finish off. So we played for about another hour. Then Tomorrow night, she's having a small gangbang.
Ooh.
Just her. She said, I want to be the only lady. I'm going, okay. So I rounded up four of her buddies. And so we're getting a hotel room. And
oh, yay.
Fun.
And then Saturday we're having our house party.
Okay.
It's our next to last house party. We're having one more on Memorial Day, and I think we're done doing house parties.
Okay.
Really?
So, yeah.
So why have you decided to quit doing house parties?
As you know, they are a lot of work.
They are.
You know. Our lives are busy.
Yes.
And we have things going on. And our circle of swinger friends has gotten smaller. I'm sitting here looking at three of our friends who no longer live near us. Others have faded away. Others have quit. You know, we've all spread out. And then some couples. And then C4P has gone under. And there are no more really good clubs to go to anymore in this area.
In your
and
area.
So, yeah. So we just don't. And then we had two couples for this party. Well, maybe. Well, to me, a maybe as well. If nothing else comes along, we'll come join you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we're going to wait to see what happens. So that was my thing. Then we had another couple. We've invited them. They've come to our party one time. The past two parties, we have not even gotten a response from them. So that was going to be one of my questions to you. At what point do you just cut people out of the party guest list? You know, we decided right then and there this time, hey, they've not even had the courtesy to say no thank you for the past two parties. So we just sort of...
The honest answer is it depends on how good and hot they are.
Which they are
gosh, yeah, that's yes. So shallow but true.
I am such a shallow party giver.
I know,
so true.
And yes, I would love to have her and Elle loves playing with him, but they just don't respond. Maybe part of the problem is the age difference.
Okay,
so that's, but there again, the least I could do is say, hey, Steve, Elle, thank you very much. But, you know, we're not, and I can, because our group is a little bit older. You know, we do have a couple, two couples that are in their 30s, but most everybody else is in their 40s, 50s. And then you got the old fart here, you know? So,
I think it requires, before I would cut them loose if they are fuckable, it requires a phone conversation, email conversation, whatever it needs to be, however you communicate with them, saying, hey, look, I'm going to invite you guys one more time. If you don't want to come because you're just not attracted anymore to us, that's okay. Well, we don't make up any more excuses. We're out. We're good. That's okay.
Yeah.
We're good. Okay. We understand this. And, but you know, don't make me keep wasting my invites on you.
Right. You know, I'll go out and find somebody new. So,
right.
So yeah, you know, so that's where we are. And just to point, like I said, it's just a lot of work and we're busy. And so it just, now we're not quitting, we're not retiring, anything like that, obviously, but we're just not going to host any parties. Now, if we have a couple wants to come over, that'd be great, but we're not going to host a full fledged 10 couple party.
How often do you have parties?
We don't have them as often anymore, Roger. We were having them about every other month, but from what, 8 years ago up until, you know, a couple years ago. But then when we have family who have moved back to the area and come around often, it's a little tough.
Sure.
So, that makes it difficult.
Oh, yeah.
Well, and we now, our youngest one, they are on a trip this coming weekend. They left today, so we decided to have a party. So it's a little hard when you have children, grown adults, of course, but they still come around.
Right.
They can do the pop-in. They do the pop-in.
Oh, pop-ins are terrible.
Did I tell you about the pop-in we had with our youngest one?
Tell us.
Oh, my God. We're sitting here. Elle has invited Mr. Goody over. At the time, our youngest child owned a house two houses up from us.
Oh, God.
Oh, my. Oh,
so
you are brave.
30 minutes before he is to show up, or less than that, Elle is already naked, running around, and she's lubed up and fired up, horny as hell. Knock at the front door, open the door. It's our youngest one.
Wow. I'm like,
oh, shit. Well, she came to borrow something. And fortunately, Elle had ran into the bathroom. So I got something like that, whatever it was, I don't remember. And she took off. But yeah, there have been a couple close calls like that for us.
Because
so.
How would you explain that one?
I think you just have to be honest. Say, here's the deal. At that point.
Oh.
You know, if
he's Mr. a stretching coach.
Yeah.
Yeah. I like it.
Yeah, she physical got stretched therapy. Out too. Yeah, she physical got stretched therapy. Out all right.
My back can't handle it anymore.
Yeah.
Physical but therapy.
I think if they were here, because she has done them on the couch in the front room before.
Right.
So if the kid had shown up, our daughter had shown up, then what? She just walks right in. There's mom riding
in
some. Yeah. Some riding some big cock, you know, it's like, oh, okay. Wow. So what do you say? I think at that point,
how do you think you got here?
Yeah. At some point, it's just, you know, you got to pull the Band-Aid off.
She's going to say, are you really my daddy?
Yeah. Well, yeah, true.
I don't know. In today's world, I really think you could just deny. You could just say, you didn't see that. And if you said it enough, it would be true. You just say, you didn't see that.
My children all
live. See it.
You didn't
my
see
children
it.
All live far enough away that they are not going to be dropping in on me.
Oh, no, you're not having pop-ins. You're not having pop-ins.
Yeah.
No, I make sure, but that's... the only other thing I would say is I would make Mr. Goody pay for a hotel room next time.
Yeah.
Okay? Because you just can't. If your daughter's living two houses down, how do you explain the chocolate man walking inside her house?
Yeah, exactly.
She's selling Avon or Tupperware.
Yeah. Well, fortunately, our daughter has now moved 45 minutes away, so we're safe again. So that's good.
Right.
But
I do. It is a lot of work when you do the party, and no matter how much people stay and help you clean up, it's still a lot of work. It's a lot of time out. I felt bad. People would stay and help me clean up, and that was great. I had people that would bring food so that we wouldn't have to deal with the food all the time and the drinks and things. It's a hell of a lot of laundry, that's part of the deal of it going on.
Right.
And then we got to where recently, I made sure I was living in a place that was not big enough for a party, but my friend Lola, she has a place, she would host parties, but about the maximum amount of people would be about 8 people at the party. And 2 bedrooms, and then she would put another extra mattress down, and then there was a couch in the living room if you really wanted to play. The only thing is, like, Because we're older, we would start at around 5 or 6 o'clock. And so the neighbors would be like, you guys are moving a lot of furniture there.
Yeah, it happens. Yeah, we just really like to rearrange. When we're together, we rearrange.
Well,
we rearrange.
You know, and it never fails. You host a party, and some of these ladies are coming dressed to the nines in their sluttiest dresses. And one party.
In your neighborhood.
We had 14 couples here in this house of ours, and you would not believe the women. Then all the neighbors outside mowing yards and whatever, they're going, what the hell's going on? You know,
it's a costume party.
Yeah. When Mr. Goody shows up and there's people outside. Well, why is he, he's over here about once a month. It seems like, what's going on there? You know, so
he's our exterminator.
Yeah. I was going to say he's our financial advisor.
Financial advisor or exterminator.
They're not going to ask any more questions if you say exterminator.
Those parties of about 8 to 10, I think are probably ideal. I have a really good friend, and I'll help him throw parties sometimes, and he'll throw it out like when you're talking about, you know, you've got a list, he'll throw it out, and as people say they can come, you'll end up capping it. And when I say I help him, I'll be honest, I'm not sure what I do to help, but I think it's, hey, don't, and we'll, let me back up. He'll go and get a larger room, hotel room that has a kitchenette and then like a bedroom on each side. And so it'll comfortably hold, you know, 8 to 10 people. And I always tell them, don't eat any of the money. Just
one time the hotel screwed us up, and instead of giving us the bigger room, they gave us two rooms that were side by side. They're like, you can just go down the hall, and they didn't have an adjoining door. And there was a boys wrestling team that was there at the hotel. So all of us women had to go from one room to the other room wearing you had to put on some clothes to go to the next room. That really curtails
play. There was probably four guys in each room. And then the guys, our husbands, watching. So
Well, it was one girl's birthday, and at one point there was like 8 guys on her, and she's like, "Help
me." Yes. Oh, it was that was a rip snorting party though. That was a fun party. That was a good one. Talk about sore pussy the next day.
Whoa,
that was a good one. I don't know where those gentlemen came from, but it was fun.
It was fun. I think that's enough for an episode. So for all you flies on the wall who have jumped and joined us over here. Now, if you want to go to the website, if you still go to the old website, it'll point to the new one. The website here is really easy to find. It's Ellis Adventures. That's E-L-L-I-S adventures.com. And that's where all the podcasts are going to hang out. That's where you can email Roger and email me. If you want to join this, and we're going to try and make it as open as possible, rotate guests. If there's anybody who wants to join us and talk, we will keep it anonymous. We like to keep the topics flowing. If we find something that we really have an episode that we know you need to hear from before, we will post it up there. And then it'll also go out on all the places that you listen to your podcast. But for all of you people who have made it through to here and have jumped over, I hope that we keep the conversations lively enough that you want to come back and listen to our stories. Because y'all, I have never told that virginity story to anyone else.
Wow.
Okay. So like not even my current husband, and definitely not the two guys that were involved in. I hope none of them are listening. So I hope that you guys, you flies on the wall, that you enjoyed the episode and that you come again.
You've been listening to Ellis Adventures. Not everything needs to be explained. Follow, subscribe, and keep the conversation going. Ellis Adventures. Play outside the line.